Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is George Bush, the President of the United States, and I've heard many things that you have, been saying on the internet and other various mediums that are out there. I understand you have problems with the government, and you believe in that. Many conspiracies. But I believe that we can work this out. If you will, take my phone call, we can speak about this stuff. We will work this out. It's diplomacy. Diplomatic diplomacy is the way to go. And if the two of us can work this out, and I think we can, we'll definitely have it worked out then. All right. Well, we'll try it back. If you need to keep doing what you're doing, do it. But, okay.
I've studied the inflections of that phone call I received at my unlisted home number. And it is extremely close to George Bush. In fact, I went and pulled some of the video clips of some of the better comedians, and it's better than what they're doing. It is over a phone call. It's not from different speeches because the inflection, the sound quality, the tonal quality, the audio is the same. It sounds like an original tape or someone actually saying it live via the telephone. With all I know about audio, and we got that call yesterday, and I heard it this morning, it is somebody either with the IBM type technology where you can purchase it, and if you get a recording of someone's voice, you can then mimic it, and it will fool a voice print analysis. The problem is it will not fool a cadence analysis. There's another scientific technical term they use, but it's the basic rhythm. Biometrically, that rhythm is George Bush. I mean, whoever did that has created quite a fake, quite a masterpiece. I do not for a minute think it's George W. Bush, but it sounds like George Bush. I don't think I'm Bob Woodward. Bob Woodward has gotten in the last few weeks calls from Cheney personally in the middle of the night, unannounced, threatening him and cussing at him. And others have gotten calls from Bush doing this. I wouldn't imagine for a minute George Bush would actually call me. Of course, they wouldn't do that. It isn't George Bush. Or, quote, it could be George Bush, and they've done an editing job from the same speech. Because, again, different speeches have different audio, different sounds, different background noise. That is somebody imitating George Bush over a telephone line. We'll play it again in the next hour if you missed it. If you're just now joining us, we've got Bill O'Reilly. Really, the guy is a joke. Attacking Jim Fetzer. It's a really bad clip off of a Microsoft video, Microsoft-style video, Microsoft program, whatever you call it. It's always pretty cruddy. And Microsoft Real Player, whatever it is. And we're going to be playing that and kind of deciphering it and breaking down. I hope Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Aaron Dykes or Ryan Slickhuizen or myself has the time to do a piece on this, just to analyze the tactics and the propaganda of a hit piece. It's important to do that. That's why we talked about South Park yesterday and the mechanics of a hit piece. This was a shoddy hit piece. South Park was a masterfully done one. And there's a bunch of news, big guest in studio, just stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us today on this Friday edition. It, of course, is the 13th day, Friday the 13th, of October 2006. Ken Jenkins of 9/11 Truth will be joining us in studio. And he is, of course, been a speaker at the San Francisco and Toronto 9/11 Truth Inquiries and has produced numerous 9/11 DVDs, including David Ray Griffin's new film. He is an award-winning video and media producer with an education in engineering and psychology. He brings a multifaceted and balanced approach to the 9/11 investigation. And we're going to be carrying his new DVD, which I had a chance to watch last night. It is excellent. He's going to be in studio with us coming up here in the next hour. And we're going to get into 9/11 and talk about where the movement's going, some of the newest evidence of government involvement that's beginning to come out, and what he thinks about the upcoming, the attack they want to stage against Iran, what's happening with the neocons right now in Foleygate. He's a very interesting and informed individual. We look forward to having him again in studio with us. This is the type of news I have on my desk. The New York Times reports that the new nanotech frankenfoods are 10 times scarier than genetically engineered foods. A Harvard study comes out and says strong link, that's their words, between fluoridated water and massively increased rates of bone cancer in boys. Oh, my gosh. Here's another one. Prominent researchers apologizes for pushing fluoride. Not only has the former head of the Dental Health Service in Canada, who helped get fluoridation put in 15 years ago, not only has he now gone public in the last 2 years saying it's deadly poison, he's now apologizing and saying they've got to get it out of the water. We're going to try to get him on the broadcast. This was out of the Tribune newspaper out of Mesa, Arizona. And he gets into the fact that this doctor does, top dentist in Canada, that he didn't know that it wasn't calcium fluoride. He always just assumed when the big fluoridation lobby came to him and asked him to be their spokesman, he always assumed it was calcium fluoride, which is actually good for your teeth and in small levels is needed in the metabolic activities of the body. Just like you need small amounts of cyanide, you need small amounts of all of these different trace metals and minerals. You need small amounts of arsenic. You need small amounts of lead. You don't need small amounts of mercury. Certain things are just totally destructive and are not needed. But we are designed to be at optimum health to have small amounts of all of these things. And it's actually, you need a very small amount of cyanide in your body. But you need much higher levels of calcium fluoride. But when you have stannous fluoride and sodium fluoride, you get into real problems. But those are bad enough and toxic, and those are the different types of fluoride that have been studied in the increase in bone cancer and in bone fractures and liver cancer and reduced cognitive ability, and there's thousands of studies. UT back in 1932... At the end of a five-year study, University of Texas, one of their top scientists in his entire research firm, said that it recommended it as a new sedative. Then they found it was very toxic. Then the Nazis picked up on University of Texas at Austin research. This is all official, by the way, and used it in their forced labor camps as a additive to the water to make their slaves docile. That data was picked up at the end of World War II. Edward Bernays, doctor of psychiatry and psychology and expert on mind control, the father of modern PR, undisputed, he's in the encyclopedia, with the committee to fluoridate, had it put in the water, and we went from the land of the free, home of the brave, to the land of the stupid, the home of the coward and the slave. Look at us today. That's because even if you try to escape fluoride, it's sprayed on the food, it's in the air now, it's almost impossible to get rid of. It's everywhere, and very low amounts of it, I mean, we're talking one part per million, are devastating to your brain. But the head of the Canadian Health Service on their dental board, he actually then listened to the critics and tried to debunk them, and he said, oh my gosh, I didn't know it's not just stannous or sodium fluoride cocktails. They actually take the raw toxic waste from aluminum purification and manufacture and the toxic waste from fertilizer manufacturing, and they put it raw with over 400, and I'm reading his quotes here, over 400 different toxins. And so it's not, when you hear fluoride, folks, it's not even fluoride. It's every heavy metal. It's every, what do they call them, Grignard reagents, just every toxin you can enjoy. It's good. Don't listen to us. Don't listen to all the doctors. Don't read the 1930s UT studies. Don't read all the Chinese or British or Irish or German or American studies. Just gulp it down. Enjoy it. Enjoy your cancer. Enjoy your green skin, your flaky yellow skin. Enjoy it if you're black to have all this pale-looking purple skin. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Don't listen to me. I'm bad. The government didn't carry out 9/11. They didn't let the black men die of syphilis and give them syphilis. They didn't radiate 110,000 children. There weren't atomic soldiers. They didn't sterilize 400,000+ forcibly. They didn't fund Hitler. They didn't protect the Nazis. The government's good. They've got new nanotech. They're not just going to to radiate the food and baste it in live viruses and cross-species genetic engineer between plant and animal, between fish and reptile, between mammal and every other configuration you can imagine. No, spider, goats, everything else. That's all nutritious, too. No, now they're already approved nanotech, and it's now nanotech food additives. Enjoy. Enjoy every known disease. Enjoy every known carcinogen exploding off the charts. Just enjoy it. I'm serious. Don't listen to me. Everything's fine. Go to McDonald's. Eat three cheeseburgers in a row. Okay? Smoke cigarettes. Drink whiskey every day. Because that's a lot better for you than, I guess, you know, all the new stuff that's coming out. And just go to your medical doctors, and they'll cut and burn and radiate you. And it's all good. Okay, I'm going to shut up and get into the news here. I mean, this is the type of stuff I have in front of me. All passengers could be tagged. They're telling us all the passports and all the IDs will now have chips in them, and now they're going to make you take a chip when you walk through. And there's articles every day saying we're all going to be made to take chips soon. And they just call and report it. Oh, soon we'll all have chips. I have a stack of those today. There was a stack on Monday. Okay, not a stack. Three articles on Monday. Two articles on Tuesday. Couple articles on Wednesday. Articles on Thursday. New stories today. I've got several. What? One, two, three, four new stories today. All the same as if the same person written them. Just, oh, chips are good. They'll keep you safe from terrorists. Boy, we ought to just take chips. Oh, chips are so wonderful. Oh, we all need chips. Or at least RFID bracelets to prove we're good. Just like they make you do in Fallujah. Oh, they'll make you do it here. Because we're slaves. But it's good. Marine sergeant comes forward to report abuse of Guantanamo Bay prisoners, i.e. torture. Liberated Iraq, the most absurd of all the Iraq war excuses. A bunch of news reports here. It's an overload. I don't even know what to do anymore. I have this bizarre phone call, this mystery phone call to my home by someone sounding exactly with the same cadence, the same colloquialisms, the same... I mean, this is George Bush. But I don't for a minute think George Bush actually called my house. I am wondering what this joke is, what the prank is, what the beef is. Maybe you can listen to it and give me your take later. I'll air it again at the bottom of this hour, and then I'll air it again once more in the next hour. And we'll post it on the web. And again, it's recorded right off my answering machine. It's got a little more quality, a little more tonal quality listening to it right over your telephone. But it's not from multiple cuts of different speeches. You can tell. It's got exact same audio, wavelength, exact. I can just hear it. Again, but I don't for a minute think it's George Bush. It's got the same cadence. What do you think? We'll play that later. We also have the head of the British military, head of the British Army, saying that they need to pull out, that it's all imploding. And we've got O'Reilly engaged in just shameful, mindless attack on 9/11 truth movement. Utterly mindless. Utterly pig-headed. Just totally shoddy. But for a dumbed-down, fluoride-poisoned mass of Americans who want to be lied to and just want to be totally enslaved, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's why Nancy Grace, who talks to her audience at a third-grade level, is popular. It's why O'Reilly's popular. He has a show for low-grade morons. Not conservatives, not true Americans, just he poses up there. And, I mean, it literally, if they put me on against O'Reilly, I mean, he sits there and tells people to shut up. He sits there and tells people he doesn't let them talk. Worse than anything I've ever seen. He doesn't even say anything substantive when he counters them. It's the same thing I saw with that time with Sean Hannity when he had Bob Dole's former chief of staff on. Stanley Hilton, but literally let him say nothing. Had him on about 6 minutes, and Hilton probably got three lines out. We show that in Terror Storm, not in Terror Storm, in Masters of Terror, excellent film he made. All right, I'm just overloaded here. This is going to be a massive broadcast today. We'll get into this UK Army chief about Iraq. When we get back, and then we'll get into O'Reilly. Get into all the other world news. Got a big guest coming up.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter, water that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket, power generators, on-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems. Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I think it's better to just play the comments of Britain's army chief, who set off a political firestorm by calling for troops to be withdrawn soon from Iraq, in part because their presence made the situation worse. He said Friday he meant to phrase the withdrawal over 2 or 3 years. So now they're trying to spin it, but here's the original clip.
The head of the British Army has unleashed an astonishing attack on the government, demanding that troops are pulled out of Iraq. Sir Richard Dannett has told the Daily Mail that the presence of British soldiers was making security problems in the country worse, not better, and we should get out sometime soon. He also warned that the aim of creating a liberal democracy there was naive, and that initial planning for the post-war period had been poor. However, in interviews today, he's denied a rift with the government and argues there's nothing new in his comments.
Of course, that's important that we do leave sometime soon. But what's implicit in that, and we've all been saying it for some time, is when the job is done. 3.5 years ago, we had 20,000-30,000 soldiers in Iraq. We're down to 7,000 now. In southern Iraq, we look after four provinces. Two have already been handed over to Iraqi control, and we're well on the way to the third being handed over to Iraqi control. So there is a campaign plan, and we're working our way through it. And we've got to get on with it. Our soldiers are doing a really good job in Iraq and Afghanistan, but there's a finite amount of work we can ask them to do.
He also attempted to explain his stance that UK troops were adding to the problems there.
That comment needs to be just put in context. There are certain places where we are, but we are attacked because we are there. Now, there are other places in Basra, an operation that's going on at the present moment, called Operation Salamanca, where we're deliberately going into districts to make things better for people. We're doing reconstruction tasks and development tasks, and they appreciate that. But in other places, because we are there, we constitute a target and we are attacked. And it's in that sense that our presence exacerbates the problem.
While Sir Richard plays down the significance of his words, analysts say it's extraordinary for a man of his position to make such views known. Former RAF navigator John Nicol.
In all of my time in the military and outside it, I have never heard such comments by a serving, such a senior officer. I think it's unprecedented. I think that the troops on the ground will be singing his praises to the rafters today, because it's well known that retired senior officers have always criticised government policy. They've always said in retrospect what should or should not have been done. And what is absolutely wonderful today is that a serving officer is saying to the government, you're getting it wrong.
There are currently more than 7,000 British soldiers in Iraq, based largely in Basra in the south of the country. Downing Street has insisted that UK troops were in Iraq at the express wish of the democratically elected Iraqi government.
Let me read what he actually said 2 days ago. The military campaign we fought in 2003 effectively kicked in the door. Whatever consent we may have had in the first place may have turned to tolerance and has largely turned to intolerance. That is a fact. I don't say the difficulties we are experiencing around the world are caused by our presence in Iraq, but undoubtedly our presence in Iraq exacerbates them. Well, General Sir Richard Dannett, you'll probably never get to be a lord now shooting your mouth off like this. Why don't you just play ball? Why don't you just go along with special air services being caught dressed up like Arabs staging terror attacks so that different sects will fight with themselves, the Shiites and the Sunni, the Kurds and the Sunni? It's the same thing over and over again that we see in P2OG, that we see in the Israeli battle plans. Again, a year before the war, I told you they'd break Iraq in three pieces. I told you that a year ago. I told you that 6 months ago. And I told you they would announce it like it was some new big plan, a way to save the crisis after they finally announced the whole thing was a quagmire. And sure enough, Times of London, Newsweek, NPR, you're all going to hear them, and they're now starting to say, the last few months, well, it's a new plan by an expert professor who believes that Bush is really screwed up, and the answer is to build permanent bases to oversee three autonomous regions, which of course won't be autonomous, and that it would then be heralded as a Bush defeat, and they would start breaking it into three pieces, when it's exactly what they wanted. It's just like Bush has been defeated with H.R. 6166. Wow, it really put him in his place. McCain really did it. The whole thing staged, gives Bush everything he wants, totally abolishes the Bill of Rights. They spin it as a defeat. Just like they spin it as a screw-up in New Orleans. Oh, no, by making the disaster as bad as possible, by exacerbating and cutting communications lines and blocking aid and the police having to come in with guns to defend the communication systems from FEMA. By making it worse, they get now double the funding and FEMA expansion of power. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to play this weird George Bush impersonator phone call I got yesterday on my unlisted telephone number at home. And maybe the pranker who did this unbelievable imitation. I mean, I hope the pranker knows that there are like one or two people on national television who can't even do as good a job as you're about to hear. And these people get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to go on all these national TV shows and comedy programs. I mean, these are some high-paid comedians that have done incredible training to be able to pick up the cadence and the voice tones of George W. Bush, the president, really the unlawful occupier of the White House. He's not really our president. Just like he's not really a conservative, just like he's not really a Texan. He's a phony $3 bill. But this weird clip, and some would say, well, maybe it's different speeches snipped together. If you do that, if you snip it from different speeches, it would sound different. Different background noise, because I've seen a lot of Bush joke videos that are clipped together from different speeches or different audio, and you can tell. It sounds like somebody over a telephone. It has those tonal qualities. It has Bush's cadence. It sounds like it comes from the same piece of audio. It sounds like telephone audio. It sounds like George Bush. It's incredible. I mean, it is a real mystery. And no, it is not George Bush really calling my house. Maybe it is some other phone interview the president did where he said Mr. Jones in it, and where he talked about, you know, 9/11 and what we're saying, and then somebody snipped it together. But again, it doesn't sound snipped. I mean, I know what that sounds like. I work with audio and video every day. It's a real mystery. Is it some kind of veiled threat, you know, somebody else imitating Bush? Listen, I don't know what it is. With one of those Saturday Night Live comedians, there's one or two that really can't even do this good a job. They do great jobs, though. Maybe they were at Charlie Sheen's house and called me up as a joke and left a message. You know, Charlie calls me here and there, and but he doesn't really joke around ever. Who knows what this is? And I'm making a big deal out of it because it's interesting. It's a mystery. I want to know. That's coming up in a few minutes. And I'm going to play this O'Reilly Factor clip last night, not just because it's national TV or it's O'Reilly, the pervert. They're all a bunch of perverts. No, it's because I want to basically break down the mindset of how they run these hit pieces, just like we covered South Park yesterday. But we're not going to go to that clip yet. You can take that out of queue. When he puts those in cues, I can hear him. It's weird. I mean, I can tell when they've got the audio clip in cue. It keeps a little buzz in my ear. We'll go to that in a few minutes. Before I do all of that, and then there's a bunch of other news here and information, before we have a guest in studio, and then open phones for the rest of the broadcast, we'll have open phones next hour or two, and I want to invite you to not procrastinate, to not wait, to not dawdle, to not sit idle, to not keep yourself in purgatory, and to get out of the middle of the road and to choose sides. A lot of you know the truth about the New World Order. A lot of you understand that this is real that we're discussing, this worldwide crime syndicate taking our freedoms, abolishing our institutions, replacing them with mechanisms of despotism and oppression. But you have not gotten into the fight. You've not gotten into the field. You've not taken action. You've not put yourself into gear. And I'm asking you to join us in this fight against the New World Order. I'm asking you to stand with us at this historical time, at this key genesis point, at this crossroads, at this apex, at this vortex, at this flashpoint, at this jump point, whatever term you want to use. I ask you to be part of this fight, this renaissance of humanity, this revelation of understanding, and to get my new film, Terror Storm, or to purchase the new film, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Part 1. We have a whole bunch of powerful 9/11 films, New World Order films, world government films, occult-run world government films, Secret Mysteries, Order of Death, available at InfoWars.com. All 15 of the films I produced, all the videos and books that others have made that I carry, you need to get them. It supports us. It supports those that have made these films as well. But more importantly, it gets you a documentary, a book, a film in your hand that can inform you to a higher level and inform those around you. Please get Terror Storm. Please make copies of Terror Storm. It covers 9/11, 7/7, the British government attacks over there on the underground, the bus. It gets into the Madrid bombings. It gets into the lies that took us to war in Iraq. British SAS carrying out terror attacks in Iraq. Propaganda, how they brainwash us, Bush buying fake media, buying off reporters, $1.6 billion. It is such an important film, Terror Storm. That's Terror Storm. You need to have it. Please get the DVD. Almost 2 hours long. The official film is, 114 minutes, and then 68 minutes of extras. Over 3 hours on one DVD. The extras is a film in and of itself. Highly produced, you know, four-camera shoot of the best highlights and information factoid bundles all together, encyclopedically laid out in the film from the 9/11 Neoconagenda Symposium in Los Angeles in June. Terror Storm deserves and needs to be seen. And it's up to you. We can't do it all. I mean, I'm like Atlas trying to hold up the world, and I can't do it. I'm little. But together we can with God's help. So I'm exerting myself really to the point of breaking. Help us in this fight. You don't have to do as much as we're doing. Just get Terror Storm on DVD. Have public viewings at your library, at your church, at your school, at your college, with your neighbors. Have a block party. and say, hey, free barbecue, free whatever, you know, come down here, I want you to see a controversial film, it's going to be fun. You're like, that's weird to knock on my neighbor's doors, to email my friends, to get my circle of friends over on a Saturday night or a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday night or a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night. No, that's not weird. That's what free people do. That's normal. Your friends aren't the show Friends on TV or All About Raymond or, you know, even stuff like Two and a Half Men. Those are facsimiles of your friends. Those are entertainers. That's a, you know, notice those are always a family setting, friends setting, you know, because instead of really doing that at your neighbor's house, instead of really joking around in the kitchen and talking and cooking, you watch people joke around and talk and cook. You see, I drive through the neighborhoods now and I see glowing blue at night in all the windows. Glowing blue. The blue glow of the television set. The white glow, the blue glow. You see it flashing in there. People are interfacing with that. Well, use that tool to get people there in a setting to watch the film. It's not like my other films, 3 hours long, where it's hard for that type of setting. It's under 2 hours to watch the official film. And then to talk about it, you know, while the food's on, have it on, everybody sit down, watch the first 30 minutes, then start cooking, maybe pause it and eat, then watch the next hour and a half after you eat. That's how we're going to save this country. This is serious business. So again, please get Terror Storm today. Get 9/11 Mysteries. You know, have one party with Terror Storm and have another with 9/11 Mysteries and have another with Loose Change Second Edition. But Terror Storm needs to be seen. Terror Storm has reached over 4 million people on Google Video, millions on other download systems. We don't even know how to track those numbers, but I guarantee it's millions. But we know 4-plus million in the last month and a half online since it really got noticed. That's not enough, folks. It needs to go supernova. Tell folks about the free download at Google Video. But get the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com. You know, charter us, fund us, endow us, help us. Foundation, our operation. Give us what we need to continue building our foundation, and we will make the films, and we will put them out for free on the web, and we will sell the DVDs to seed money fund our operation and authorize you, beseech thee, to make copies of them. It's a lot more convincing to watch a crystal clear DVD than the web, though the web's getting to be better and better. And one day we'll reach the catch-22 of why should anybody even buy it when it's on the web so crystal clear? And we'll face that bridge when we come to it. But again, it's all about the information. You know, rarely do you see I don't want to call it a pyramid scheme because it's a pay it forward. Ever seen that movie? It's a good movie. Where, you know, people do selfless things and it's passed on. And the old African parables bore out, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, I guess, for the originator of any pay it forward system. But here, when you get Terror Storm and you get it out to people for free, you know, I make it, I put it out for free, you spend a little bit of energy and time emailing it, giving it to friends, telling them to give it to friends. If you just do that, it's unstoppable. And again, it takes that selflessness of what I'm doing, of what you're doing, but you get something much greater out of it. You get a free country. You get to get tyrants out of office. You get to short-circuit government-sponsored terror. We get to sleep better at night. We get to bring these pieces of arrogant filth to justice. So please get Terror Storm and get it now. 1-888-253-3139. I want you who procrastinated to blow the phone off the wall. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I want you to write to us, and I want you to order a bunch of the videos and books. I want you to call our office and buy them in bulk. We get huge discounts. Just call us and find out. 512-291-5750. Extension is at 51 or 54. Both of them are good extensions. Just call both of them. 512-291-5750. And again, I'm talking about activism here. Or order via Infowars.com. Okay, I'm done talking about that. Here's the weird George Bush impersonation call that we got. Or is it George Bush edited together? It's a weird clip because I've listened to it and listened to it a few times, and it's, well, I've already talked about it. Here it is.
Mr. Jones, this is George Bush, the President of the United States, and I've heard many things that you have, you know, been saying on the internet and other various you know, mediums that are out there. I understand you have problems with you know, the government, and you believe in that. Many you know, conspiracies. But I believe that we can work this out. If you will take my phone call, we can speak about this stuff. We will work this out, you know. It's diplomacy, you know. Diplomatic diplomacy is the way to go. And if the two of us can work this out, and I think we can, we will we'll definitely have it worked out then. All right, well, we'll try it back. You know, if you need to keep doing what you're doing, do it. But, okay.
I mean, that is good. That guy, I went and pulled some video clips up. And that guy, whoever's doing that is better than the couple of top comedians. And Kevin, who works up here, he's a fan of Comedy Central. He's seen the different. There's one or two comedians that can do a pretty good job. They can't do one that good. And see, I keep listening for it to sound like clips from some other speech, because, you know, that's, it sounds like George Bush. I mean, it is George Bush. That would probably pass a voice print. And it really is a mystery, because we would expect it, if it really is George Bush, to be clips from another speech. You could hear the clips. You could hear the difference. It'd be different speeches. It'd be hard to get all the words they needed from one speech. You know, Mr. Jones and all of that. It's weird. It's definitely weird. I don't for a minute think it's really George Bush calling me. Let me be clear about that. But stranger things have happened. I have had quite a few White House officials call me up. But was Bush drunk in the middle of the night? That was the thing around the office. I don't think so. Again, I don't think it's Bush. My instincts tell me it's not Bush. But, you know, who would think Charlie Sheen and people a lot bigger than Charlie Sheen would call me up? It's not President Bush. He wouldn't call me. But it doesn't fit with other fake impersonators or audio clips of a real Bush. Like, I can't help it. John, you think I ought to play that again for folks? We'll just play it later. We'll play it later. But I do want to open the phones up later to get your take on it, listeners, and tell me what you think of that clip. I've already done it now. I've gone and done a bad thing. I've been babbling, and I haven't played the O'Reilly clip yet. This is so bad, and I meant to write notes on this with Fetzer. He won't let him talk at all. He just keeps calling him an American hater. Fetzer, who's a pretty aggressive guy, kind of takes it. And of course, he knows he won't be allowed back on if he doesn't sit there and take it. I mean, listen, I've had Fox set me up about six times the last few months, and they always cancel. Because they're afraid. I will go on there and clean their clocks. I am not intimidated by Bill O'Reilly. The guy's a punk. He's a punk. And he's a fake. And he's a joke. Let's go ahead and play a little bit of this, and then we'll go to break, and I'll write notes. I'm going to come back and make a comment on the clip you hear. We'll come back and play the rest of it. Here is Bill O'Reilly attacking Fetzer on Fox. What was it, last night?
In the next segment tonight, as we told you last night, University of Wisconsin instructor Kevin Barrett has called President Bush a murderer, saying he orchestrated 9/11 without providing a shred of evidence of that charge. Despite that defamation, Barrett, teaching a course on Islam this semester at the University of Wisconsin, the only sanction against him is an order to stop making public statements. Joining us now from Madison is James Fetzer, a recent retired professor from the University of Minnesota Duluth who supports Barrett. You know, I'm getting a little tired of Barrett and Ward Churchill and other college professors who hate their country and who bring this hatred onto a campus full of impressionable students. Am I wrong to be offended and angry about that, sir?
Well, you are wrong, Bill, because you haven't studied the case. We've created an organization consisting of experts and scholars, pilots, aeronautical engineers, mechanical engineers, structural engineers, civil engineers, physicists. We've been examining what the government's been telling us, and frankly, Bill, it's a fantasy. None of the major claims made by the government can be sustained. We've been looking at this from every point of view. The government has a story it wants to sell us. We're not buying it.
Okay, you don't have to buy anything. You're American. You want to be a nut, you can be a nut. And you are a nut. Because in order for any conspiracy of this magnitude to take place, thousands of Americans would have to buy into it, would have to know about it, and would have to keep their mouth shut about it. That's never going to happen. You're like the guys who think that the space aliens kidnapped Elvis or something like that. That's where you are, in my opinion. So your opinion is that Bush murdered everybody on 9/11 to seize control and make him the dictator of America, whatever the crazy thing it is. And my opinion is you're nuts. We're both entitled to our opinion, okay? So you're entitled and I'm entitled. And we'll let the folks decide. Hold it. But now you have a guy, Barrett, who's in a classroom, and we had the students on last night, and believe me, the students don't know very much, and here's Barrett, and here's Ward Churchill, and they're bringing their crazy theories in, explaining this, that, and the other thing.
I wrote 8 different points in the first 2 minutes of Bill Pervert Sexual Harasser Riley. Okay? When we get back, I'm going to go over those first 8.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Ken Jenkins coming up in the second segment in the next hour. It'll be about 8 after. We will have open phones during that interview as well. Maybe even keep them a little bit into the third hour. Again, it is Friday. All right, I'm going to air the rest of the O'Reilly clip in a minute. He basically doesn't let Fetzer talk after that first 3 sentences he allowed him to say. And let's go through it, okay? And this is 8 points just in that I just scribbled down earlier. There were a lot more. He states, you're a nut, no facts, over and over again. And that's an ad hominem. That's just name calling. He says space aliens abducting Elvis, combining, you know, two of the archetypal kook ideas that really the media's popularized as a joke. He then talks about Ward Churchill, who said the people, he did say something despicable. He said the people that died in those towers were a bunch of Nazis. They worked for the Nazis. And so Al-Qaeda was this great, wonderful thing, striking the evil American empire. That is classic in military-industrial complex-controlled fake liberal trash. Okay, and Ward Churchill, I've been around him personally. I know people that have interviewed him. He's rude and mean, Offset. He is a hate-filled bigot. Okay, so he's the extreme. But I still think he has the right to go spew his Ford Foundation stuff. Kevin Barrett is an intelligent, dynamic, informed person who they're saying has no facts. But he wouldn't let him give any of the facts. Kevin Barrett brings up nothing but facts. Okay, and so they're trying to kill academic freedom in this country, and they limited what Fetzer could say. So you had all of that that attempt to mix him in with Churchill. What Kevin Barrett and others are saying is the facts, that Al-Qaeda is really CIA, is a front, is a creation. We have the evidence. We have Zbigniew Brzezinski bragging about Operation Cyclone, the admissions, starting the war with the Russians. The Russians didn't just come in and attack the Afghans. The Afghans attacked them, and then the Russians came in. We have him saying, show me one mainstream newspaper, the New York Times, this and that. They all hate Bush. Why, they would all print this if they could. It's the New York Times that's all CIA infiltrated, going back to the church hearings in the 70s. They're the folks that put out the aluminum tubes, the yellow cake. They pose as liberals. They are gatekeepers. They're there to control liberals in this country who they're afraid of. They're there as Judas goats to corral you. Basic psychology, basic manipulation here. Good cop, bad cop. And he says they would report on it. Well, they've been forced to report many of the facts of the truth movement. They've been forced to come out and write hit pieces on us. In fact, many of the publications he mentioned have written hit pieces on myself personally, you know, saying the Bilderberg group doesn't exist. I'm crazy, you know, 5 years ago in the New York Times. Now, the Washington Post has attacked me, saying, you know, that we're all a bunch of kooks, but never giving any information. They attacked me 2 weeks after 9/11, or a week and a half after. And then they say thousands of Americans would have to be involved to cover this up. Well, thousands knew that tens of thousands of black men weren't just allowed to have syphilis for 40-plus years, but were allowed to spread it, and in some cases were given it with Tuskegee. 110,000 Jewish children irradiated under U.S. government funding in Israel, kept secret until a few years ago, now front page in Israel. The fact that over 10,000 Nazis were brought here to run almost every federal program, from rocketry to torture to surveillance to COINTELPRO. Nazis, 10-plus thousand of them. And my grandpa was an oil hand and a leash hound out in Midland. There were Nazis everywhere out there. This is the reality of what's going on. So he says thousands couldn't do this. Oh, yeah, over 100,000 involved in the Manhattan Project, secret for 3.5 years. Of course they kept it secret. It only took about 200 people, with all the different analysts and people that have studied this, people who have been in black ops, 200 to plant the bombs, run the attacks, everything. And if you don't think this government doesn't have 200 people that will kill 3,000 Americans for total power and control, you got another thing coming. Folks, they kill millions of us every year with the drug company drugs, with the malpractice, with the stuff in our food, with the stuff in our water. What? They could care less about you. They dump pure nerve gas off the coast of North Carolina.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.